You're listening to SBS News.
The Omicron variant of the coronavirus is spreading faster than the Delta variant, according to the World Health Organization. And it's causing infections in people already vaccinated or those who have already recovered from the COVID-19 disease. WHO Chief Scientist Soumya Swaminathan says the variant needs to be taken more seriously.
If you have a huge number of infections and even a very small proportion of them are going to be sick, you'll still have enough sick people to fill up hospitals and to overburden the healthcare system. So for this reason, it is probably unwise to sit back and think this is a mild variant. It's not going to cause severe disease, because I think with the numbers going up, all health systems are going to be under strain, and they already are in many countries.
Research is underway to learn more about the Omicron variant. And in the hunt to understand its origins, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has called on China to cooperate.
We need to continue until we know the origins. We need to push harder because we should learn from what happened this time in order to get better in the future. And I hope some of the challenges we have faced with regard to the origin study, especially in sharing information, sharing data from China's side, will improve, because it will help. Without transparency and sharing of data, I don't think the origins could reach a successful conclusion.
In Thailand, the country is considering reinstating mandatory quarantine for foreign visitors due to concerns over the spread of Omicron. The country has recorded its first case of local transmission of the coronavirus variant in a Thai woman who contracted the virus from her husband after he returned to Thailand from Nigeria. Both the husband and the wife had been fully vaccinated. A Thai Disease Control Department official, Chakrat Pitayawonganon, says the health ministry will propose scrapping a quarantine waiver for vaccinated visitors.
The number of people who entered Thailand and tested positive under the test and go quarantine waiver procedure was double in comparison between November and December. At the moment, the Ministry of Public Health is preparing to propose to the Centre for COVID-19 Situation Administration to stop the test and go procedure for all countries in order to slow down the spread rate of the Omicron variant.
Meanwhile, Indonesia has added the United Kingdom, Norway and Denmark to the list of people banned from entering the nation, and Hong Kong has been removed. In England, soccer fans will get the Christmas they hoped for, as Premier League clubs have agreed to continue playing games scheduled over the festive season. Several fixtures were being postponed due to a surge in COVID-19 cases, but that's not stopping the games from going ahead. English Championship side Bristol City have since received their COVID-19 booster jabs. CEO Richard Gould.
We're not fully vaccinated, you know, it's not like, I suppose we're similar to all communities, but we're 95% plus double jabbed, and now we're taking the first opportunity to start getting the boosters, which is great.
And in the Americas, Cuba has vaccinated more of its citizens against COVID-19 than most of the world's largest and richest nations. The Caribbean island has vaccinated over 90% of its population with at least one dose, and 83% of the population is now fully inoculated. Cuban virologist Amila Rivarol.
Son cifras muy, muy, muy positivas y que unido a otros factores de...
There are very positive numbers, which, in addition with other factors, place the country in a very positive position regarding the future evolution of the pandemic. However, there's still uncertainty, especially regarding the appearance of Omicron.
It is seen as a milestone that will make the poor, communist-run country a test case as the Omicron variant begins to circle the globe. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.